What's the status at this point for Petersburg's requests on the fire hall?
Yeah, there was $210 million placed in the American Recovery Act, the stimulus legislation for a competitive grant program administered by FEMA for firehouse construction. This is a nationwide program, and the city, you know, has a need for a new firehouse and has put in an application, and that application is pending. So it has been submitted. It is a competitive process. It won't go through the legislature, and we should know more in the fall, maybe the winter.
Do you think it's promising for funding for that project?
You know, I don't have a sense of how many other communities nationwide are applying. It does become a little bit of a numbers game, but I know they've done a lot of work on the firehouse. They're through the planning design phase. They're ready for construction. I think that
preparation,
will help Petersburg's application, because clearly they are looking for, you know, shovel ready projects, and this one fits that criteria.
There is some money pending, at least in well, it needs to be reconciled between the House and Senate before for the Corps of Engineers dredging project to help push forward the North Harbor project in Petersburg?
Yes, that's right. There is $500,000 in the Senate Energy and Water Appropriations Bill in the Army Corps of Engineers Operations and Maintenance account for that project. There is not money in the House bill. Both bills have passed their respective bodies and now have to be reconciled in conference in the September-October time frame. And, you know, we'll obviously be pushing for adoption of the Senate position on this, hopefully. So that is pending.
Another project in the works is the access road behind the airport to Scow Bay. Money coming through, or money in the pipeline, so to speak, for that?
We've put in requests with the delegation for that project as part of the reauthorization of the highway bill, the safety lieu legislation, which comes up about every 5 years. It is due to be reauthorized. Our sense is that bill will not move this year, will not be enacted this year, has a good chance, I think, next year, a better chance next year. There could be action in the House committee, so we might see some early signs on whether that project will be funded, at least in the House, possibly this fall or early next year. So so that project is pending. It's a little ways out, though.
There's been a change in Congress to a certain extent because of the outcry over, well, some people call them earmarks, some people call it pork, et cetera, but where congressmen are putting and senators are putting up on their websites the projects that they've asked requests for. Has that changed your job at all in terms of working with congressmen and senators?
We, you know, it's a lot more paperwork intensive now. We have to fill out forms that the delegation submits to us, and we have to fill out project justifications and budgets and the rest. And we get, you know, we obviously get a lot of help from the city from that. So that is a change from, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, where it was a little bit more informal. Now there's a lot more transparency. You can see the requests up on the websites, and so it is a change of business. It does mean more work.
How do you normally go about your day, kind of when you're trying to lobby for Petersburg projects or legislation that affects, you know, Petersburg in some way or another? What do you have to do? Do you go and meet with aides and you know, have lunch or whatever? What's your process for doing that?
Well, you know, we follow there is a cycle to this. In the beginning of the year, or the end of the prior year, we work with the community to try and identify some of their projects, new or ongoing projects, where we think there's a potential for funding, depending on the type of project and the type of account that it might fit at the federal level. We try and develop those requests, and then the early part of the year, we do have to submit these forms to the delegation. So that's the first part of it, and then we'll do some follow-up ourselves with the staff. Often we try and coordinate a visit to town from the from the top elected officials from the community. Petersburg has come.
A visit to D.C.
A visit to D.C. We think that's really important that the members see, you know, the mayor and the, you know, the top officials behind the project. And then we do all the follow-up at the staff level in terms of, well, is there a need for more information? We stay in touch with them to encourage them to make the requests to the respective committees. We report back to the community on the status of those requests. So it is contact, sometimes in person, you know, emails, phone, that sort of thing.
And I wanted to ask about the library funding in the future. That's been a project that's kind of been on hold here. But do you see opportunities in the near future for getting construction funds for a new library in Petersburg?
Generally, there's not programs at the federal level for library construction. There are programs through the Institute for Museum and Library Services for library programs, you know, exhibits, that kind of thing. But it's hard to identify, you know, anything at the construction level. There is one program through HUD called the Economic Development Initiative, but where every once in a while a library might get funded, but it's a real long shot, and it's not something we talk up very much because of there's such a small chance of success.